I noticed Senator Brenneman has a temporarily disabled hand. Did you get it stitched up?
Madam Chair, I don't think that would qualify.
I don't think so either.
Disabled parking space.
Take them one at a time.
Are there any more questions for Mr. Burkett?
You'd like a motion?
Yes, I'd love one.
So moved.
Senator Simmons moves House Bill 2173 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there more discussion? If not, Sharon, please call the roll.
Senator Brenneman?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Simmons?
Aye.
Senator Timms?
Aye.
Senator Frye?
Aye.
Senator Cease?
Aye. Looking at the scorecard here, Senator Brenneman, could I get you to carry this one? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Paul's just staying right there because he's also testifying on 2174, and we're now doing a hearing on 2174, which adds an ultralight designation. It sounds so modern, Paul. Tell us about it.
Oh, Madam Chair.
Or it's a new beer or something. Go ahead, Paul.
All we're doing here is reducing the registration fee. The ultralight aircraft, as you may know, is valued anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000. They are aircraft. They must be registered with us annually by statute. Well, we think that the registration fee should be more commensurate with the value of the aircraft. That's how our structure is established now on all other aircraft. Sort of, by age, type, and category, establishes the varying registration fee of the standard aircraft. The ultralight is a home built. It is by definition, by the FAA definition, it has to be a home built. Therefore, we had it in the home built classification. However, when our fees went up a slight amount the last session of this legislature, the home-built category went along with it. Now we'd like to drop that back down to the ultralight.
Tell me how you now then will distinguish between home-built and ultralight.
Ultralight is a very distinct and unique type of aircraft. It's a hang glider with a motor on it.
Okay.
And it's fairly simple to discern the difference.
Not knowing that much about aircraft, I thought I would ask. Okay. So there's no problem with any definition between what's a home built and what's an ultralight.
No, ma'am. I don't think there is. Okay. Any difficulty there?
Is there any more questions, Senator Simmons?
Are there other taxes collected in aircraft other than these fees that you mentioned aside from fuel tax?
Madam Chair and Senator Simmons, the only provision for taxes is a property tax on aircraft, which the registration fee replaces. In other words, the registration fee is in lieu of the property tax. Now, you may be well aware of Senate Bill 275, which is in the legislative process now.
It's in the Senate Revenue Committee.
Yes. We don't have any big problem with that. If it's decided that property tax should be removed from aircraft, that's fine. But we would like to have some other tools to help enforce that situation. And those are built into Senate Bill 275 at this time.
Well, is the current property tax and ad valorem tax based upon the value of the aircraft?
Senator Simmons, Madam Chair, yes. It is. It's the county established rate wherever the aircraft is based.
Well, I notice that at line 16 and page 3, the fee set for the section shall be in lieu of all personal property taxes and aircraft authorized by any law of the state or ordinance of the municipality other than those on aircraft owned and used by aircraft companies. Now, that's not new language, apparently, which caused me to ask the question.
I understand, Senator Simmons, Madam Chair. No, this would not affect the existing statute.
Other than change
the rate.
Madam Chair.
Senator Monroe.
Ad valorem taxes on aircraft are only levied if the person fails to license the aircraft. And Senate Bill 275 essentially replaces that, the possibility of ad valorem taxes being levied against an aircraft with a fine system for failure to license the aircraft.
Yeah, I think the point that Senator Simmons is bringing out is, I believe it's those two sections on page 3 of this bill that Senate Bill 275 would amend so that
That's
someplace
correct.
In the process will... It's going to come through after this one, I suspect, so there probably won't be any need for a conflict amendment because the other bill, which we're working on in revenue, will be later.
Madam Chair, will that result then in a higher property tax on aircraft? I mean, it just seems to me for $190 for a new turbojet multi-wing or multi-engine fixed-wing aircraft is... very, very, very small fraction of what that airplane is worth and costs. Do I understand that this other bill would eliminate all personal property taxes on that?
Well, what it does is, it came through this committee, but it was so long ago, I would have forgotten it if I hadn't been on the Revenue Committee working on it. What it does is substitute a penalty which then adds up, I think, at this point, the state that the bill is in, if they're another week late.
Yeah, $50 every 7 days.
It's $50 every week.
It's still the only tax on a private jet would be $190 a year.
Yeah, plus any fuel tax.
But if it... plane like that probably purchases as much fuel outside the state as it does in. You'd like to get it by awfully easy.
Mm. Madam Chair?
Senator Monroe.
Neither this bill nor 275 really deal with that issue. The fees, the license fees that they pay are not increased or decreased or dealt with by either one of those bills. This bill changes the license fee for one particular type of aircraft, and that's all it does. Mm-hmm. And the Senate Bill 275 only deals with what happens if you don't license your aircraft at the appropriate time. Under current system, what happens is you get ad valorem tax levied against it, and you're absolutely right. When you do that, the amount that you pay skyrockets many, many times over what the fee is. And that's being replaced by a penalty system in Senate Bill 275.
Well, it seems to me that if I pay a 2% tax on the typewriter I use in my business, that if somebody has got a $500,000 aircraft and only pays $190, that there's an inequity there.
Okay. Be that as it may, that's the current situation, and neither the current language for the penalty for failure to register nor the new language that's being proposed in 275 that's a substitute penalty for failure to register. Neither one of those address that problem.
Well, I understand certainly that this one doesn't, and I guess my question is maybe a hint to the Revenue Committee that a lot of people are getting by awfully cheap on having a lot of personal property in the state that isn't taxed.
Senator Simmons, that was the point that Representative Priestley always used to raise on the House Revenue Committee.
Yes.
And we had a few packed hearings.
Very anti-business.
On the fuels, the jet fuels tax bills.
Madam Chair, we
Senator
have to remember,
Timms.
Too, that the registration fee is the same on a Rolls Royce as it is on a Ford, too.
Well, I
sure,
tried.
The Rolls Royce uses a lot more gasoline.
Oh, yes.
No, I would agree that maybe our vehicle registration fees are inadequate.
Hear, hear. What did they vote that down by? 80%?
Yeah. Right. More people own Rolls Royces than Ford.
Is there any further discussion on this bill? Any more questions for Paul? Senator Monroe?
You want a motion?
Sure.
Move the bill.
Senator Monroe moves House Bill 2174 to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, Sharon, please call the roll.
Senator Brenneman?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Simmons?
Aye.
Senator Timms?
Aye.
Senator Frye?
Aye.
Senator Cease?
Aye. Now, let's see. Looking at the scorecard, I should get either Senator Frye, Senator Brenneman, or Senator Timms to carry this.
Boy, I'll carry that.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a comment. Hope that the people that fly those motorized kites will use the extra $10 to buy more life insurance.
How about a seatbelt?
They probably do those. Okay. Thank you, Paul. Okay, now I see that Mr. Seeley returned and possibly has the answer to the question on House Bill 2870, so let's open it up for a possible work session. Which way should the wording be?
Madam Chair, for the record, Bill Seeley with Motor Vehicles Division. The reference on page 3, line 37, Motor Vehicles Division's expense account is correct.
So it should be amended to on page 2, line 25, after the word division, insert the word suspense.
That's correct,
that's
Madam
correct.
Chair. In addition to that, it should be vehicles instead of vehicle in that same line.
Okay. And add an S to vehicles. Is there any objection to that amendment? So ordered. Is there further discussion on House Bill 2870? Senator Simmons moves House Bill 2870 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there more discussion? Sharon, please call the roll.
Oh, I guess you got
I convinced you with my broken leg.
Yeah. That's a story I've heard all
It was awful.
All month.
I was going to tell you about mine, but I knew it wouldn't help.
Senator Brenneman.
Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Simmons.
Aye.
Senator Timms.
Aye.
Senator Frye.
Aye.
Senator Cease.
Aye. Anybody want to volunteer? Let's see.
Some broken leg Timms on that.
Yeah.
Should we give that one to this? No, he just took one. Let's either you or Senator Brenneman.
No, I don't care.
You don't want to? You want to carry it?
I'll sure.
Oh, that's so nice, Senator Frye. Thank you. You're catching up.
Well, I got the only amendment to the bill on the Senate side. That doesn't have to go back to the House, does it?
It will have to.
It will
back
have to
concurrence, but I'm sure
but
it'll be
no problem.
Yeah. It's a technical circumstance.
It's a correction.
I'm sure they will concur. Yeah. It will have to be amended.
Okay, we'll close the work session on that one and now go to a work session on House Bill 2194. We have some hand-engrossed bills coming to us. This was the bill where, let's see, Senator Simmons raised some questions about it. You had some discussions with the...
I had some discussions with Motor Vehicles and PUC, and I think I'm satisfied with...
Okay.
Also had some discussions with some of the trucking people about how difficult it would be to separate the diesel that they have in their tank, which is exempt because it is bought for a large truck, and, which could be put into a small truck surreptitiously.
Okay. Okay, well, we do have the proposed amendments to this bill, which were from the Department of Transportation. Senator Simmons moves the amendments that are House Bill 2194A-3 from Legislative Council dated 4/26/85. Is there any objection to those amendments? So ordered. Yes, why don't we briefly take a little break and note that we have a group of students who are here with us. Is there someone who wants to tell us where the students are from? Who's the leader of the group?
We're from Close Up. We're assigned groups.
I'm sorry?
We're assigned groups to go to.
Madam Chair?
The Close Up Foundation.
The Close Up program. Okay. Why don't you stand up and tell us about the students?
Close Up. What's that?
Oh, they're here. They're singing probably something from Hardin County.
The Close Up program is an education government hands-on. Also to Washington, D.C.
if you were
in Washington, D.C. this spring.
Okay, well, we're the Senate Transportation Committee, and we're working on a bill which relates to the way that we tax trucks, and we just amended it with some amendments to continue doing... Let's see, what do these amendments do?
Continue taxing trucks.
Continue taxing trucks.
Provides a flat fee for trucks up to 26,000
right.
pounds.
Yeah, that's what we've done.
18,
we've extended the flat fee up to 26,000, and it has a subsequent referral to the Senate Revenue Committee, which is chaired by Senator Monroe. And so, is there any further discussion on this bill?
Madam Chair, I'd like to cite a slight potential conflict of interest.
Senator Timms cites a potential conflict of interest because he may have to pay this in a...
I get a reduction.
I get a reduction. If there's no further discussion, Senator Monroe moves House Bill 2194 as amended to revenue by prior referral with a due pass recommendation. Is there any further discussion? Sharon, please call the roll.
Senator Brenneman.
Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Simmons.
Aye.
Senator Timms.
Aye.
Senator Frey.
Aye.
And Senator Seitz.
Aye.
Madam
and since
Chair,
it's gone to revenue, we don't need to assign anyone to carry it.
I think your tape might show that you already noted that I had moved the bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. You moved the amendment.
Maybe that was it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Senator Monroe would have been happy for you to move.
Well, I'm happy for him to do it, but I understood he'd already.
Madam Chair.
Sorry. Senator Monroe.
Yeah, just one little caution. When the bill does get down to revenue, we are going to be wanting to take another look at the revenue impact of the bill.
Sure.
And if it's not something that's going to be excessive, then I see no problem in that committee. But we do have to watch out for the dollars, you know.
There can't be anybody around here who has been more concerned about that than I have, Senator Monroe. Okay. We are going to adjourn this committee now, and we have a floor session. But I'd be happy to stay here and visit for a while with the students, have anybody ask questions if they want to ask questions. If there's no further business of the committee, we're adjourned. And if any... of you want to come up and ask questions or sit there and ask questions about what we're doing.